We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Canes and Vatek tonight. Hard Rock Stadium. And give you a little calendar of events if you're going to the game tonight. The parking lots, all parking lots open at 2:30. So about 25 minutes from now, all parking lots open. The fan zone, the UHealth fan zone in the Southwest Plaza, that gets rolling at 3:30. They do the hurricane walk at 5:25. And all gates open at 6 p.m. Kickoff is 7:35 tonight. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. And you know, today is an abbreviated show. We're only on till 3:30 because the Hurricanes pregame show begins at 3:30 this afternoon. And today being an abbreviated show, of course, means Crowder's running late, because who would be here for an entire hour and a half show when you can just waltz in at your own leisure, which he will. He said he was running about 10 or 15 minutes late. But Josh Appel is with us today. Josh Appel is going to be with us for the entire hour and a half as well, because Dan Day is off and Solana is off. And I'll get to Solana in a second. Jimmy is running things back at the mothership in El Portal. And Josh Appel will join us and talk a little football. I probably should ask you, Josh, I know we're already on to the next game, Vatek, but you're a USF guy. What did you see from Miami? Crowder and I both were impressed with USF's play, play design. You know, anyone's going to get gassed after running that kind of hurry up, but they were able to, I think, surprise UM last Saturday and hang with them for a little bit.
I hate to toot my own horn, but the game essentially went exactly how I said it would on this show. I said, take the over hit. I said, don't be surprised.
It pushed, didn't it? Wasn't the over 65?
Some people got 64 and a half.
All right.
So worst case scenario, it pushed. But if you got 64 and a half, it hit. I said, don't be surprised if it's within a couple scores midway through late third quarter. I got a lot of texts from a lot of different people at halftime that were not feeling great about how things were going.
You're talking about Canes fans.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot
USF
of Canes
fans probably had to be pretty pleased. I mean, you knew you weren't going to be able to hang on because they were going to outclass you at the end, but they had to be pretty pleased through the first half.
Right. The only thing that I got wrong about the game was that John Legend's nephew would be a factor. He had two catches.
That's right. That was your big play for the for the week. No, but were you impressed with UM, though? Because we've had this conversation. You know, Gino was on with us yesterday, and Don Bailey Jr., Danny Cannell was on with us yesterday. We had John Michaels earlier this week. I've asked people the same question about the Hurricanes, which is, have you seen anything through four games where you say that needs improvement? Because I haven't seen any hiccups.
So I'll answer this in a different way, because USF in their first four games has had the chance to play at Alabama and at home / neutral site, however you want to consider it, with the way the crowd was. Great crowd, by the way. And has had a chance to play, obviously, Miami. And I came away from the Miami game, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show and you guys are the Canes station, you guys are Canes fans, legitimately, I found myself more impressed with Miami than I did with Alabama. USF was able to get a pass rush. They were able to get home on Jalen Milroe and disrupt a lot of things that went on. They were able to run the ball pretty effectively against Alabama as well. Obviously struggled in the red zone in that game, but I didn't see those same issues against Miami, right? Like Miami's front on the offensive line, nobody laid a finger on Cam Ward. And when they got close, Cam was able to calmly get away from it. The Bulls offense, really good run offense, couldn't run the ball at all against Miami. Everybody talks about their front seven and how good the defense is. Lived up to the hype. I am buying Miami more than I am Alabama after seeing USF play both. Not to say that Alabama's not a contender, but right. I think Miami's a better team.
Because and Miami's not really going to be tested on their schedule. We know that. So the question is, how do you think they would fare against a Georgia, a Texas, an Ohio State, and Alabama? Like you saw enough to say, yeah, I think they can hang with the big dogs.
I think more than hang, honestly. I mean, you start talking about Georgia and Ohio State and Texas, maybe the math changes a little bit there. But like, I see Miami like right below those teams. Like I said, I think they're better than Alabama. I don't think Alabama is that top tier like they were with Saban. Still think they're a playoff team, and I still think that they could beat you, you know, on any given Saturday. But with Cam Ward and with the way that the interior on both sides of the ball plays for Miami, they have the guys to compete with anybody, and they have Cam Ward, who maybe if they're deficient in some areas, is the great equalizer. That dude is really, really good. And his poise under pressure, the way he's able to make plays, you know, the long touchdown pass he had, I don't know if it was it right before halftime or right after halftime against USF? He let it go, I thought when he let it go, it was getting intercepted. And then all of a sudden, it was the most perfect throw I'd seen all college football season. I mean, he is pinpoint. He is so poised, and there's a reason he's a favorite for the Heisman.
We were having the conversation with Don Bailey Jr. yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, for me, the difference. You see it with the Dolphins. When you have a good quarterback, you have a decent team, at least, sometimes better. And I see it. There's Crowder signing in a little bit late, of course.
Hello.
You only put in for an hour and 20 minutes today, Crowder. I don't want you putting in for the full hour and a half.
Where do we put in at?
You know, at the Home Depot, at the clock.
We need two.
No, but so we're just talking about, because, you know, Josh went to USF. I was just asking him to his observations of the UM game. But we were having this conversation with DBJ yesterday, and I was saying, when you have a good quarterback, I happen to love Tua. So you have a completely different team with Tua, without him. And I said, the Hurricanes, same thing. Cam Ward, that's been the difference. And a couple people texted in, and I brought it up. DBJ was an offensive lineman. A couple people texted in. They said, hey, put Cam Ward behind the offensive line from three seasons ago with the Hurricanes. Is he the same guy? So while we celebrate Cam Ward and how great he is and favorite for the Heisman, I wonder what you think also about the offensive line and how important that is.
I mean, that's the key to start anything, right? Like, you can't do anything if your offensive line can't block. So I'm not necessarily going to use that as a knock on Cam Ward. I still think he'd be good regardless of the line that he plays behind because, like I said, the poise that he has, the way he's able to maneuver around, I think he'd be fine. Maybe not this productive the way he started with Miami this year, but like I said, that guy is for real, and it only makes things better and makes you feel better about Miami because of how good that offensive line is.
And that's what I think Geno and DBJ talked about it this week, where Cam Ward's he's the centerpiece of it, obviously the quarterback, but we have NFL. I'm a Kane for real now.
Look at you.
He gated the Ramney hot.
He asked us yesterday, me and Geno, for a pass. Like, he wants to be aboard the train, and we gave it to him.
I need to jump on, Josh. This gator train is a moped.
Big
riding win down university.
What are you talking about?
They did win. But there's actually NFL talent right now in the trenches for the Miami Hurricanes, which for a long time, think about it. The last guy I can think of that made an NFL roster on the Hurricanes was Headley, the punter.
Like, I'm trying to think of just offensive linemen. Is Danny Isadora the last offensive lineman from Miami?
Wow, that's a great question. The last Hurricanes offensive lineman Like, to play in the NFL might be Danny Isadora.
But just think of this.
I don't
is
even
the
know
line
where I would start I, looking for that.
This is the line I played against when I was at Florida and I came and played UM. It was Eric Winston, Romberg, Vernon Carey, and Bryant McKinney. Those were the guys that were blocking. Those were the guys blocking for who was it, Brock Berlin at the time. Think about that. Like, you want to say the Vince Wilfork. You can go on and on about the interior. That's where it is. And Cam should get the credit. There's no damn guard that's going to win a Heisman. Cam is a great player. But like you said, Josh, if the Texans don't give that much credit to Cam because the line is good, don't give that much credit to any quarterback that has a good line then. It just that doesn't make sense. I don't like that narrative.
Well, it's just – I think the question is – could you look at, because he looks so relaxed and composed when he's in the pocket. Like, it's crazy how relaxed he looks. But that is, I would say, a direct effect of having that much confidence in your O-line.
But if you watch him at Washington State, he wasn't that much different there as he is here. Obviously, he's a more refined player now. And again, it doesn't hurt that the offensive line is obviously better than what he played behind before.
I'm not trying to take away any, like, yeah, I'm not trying to take away any shine from him.
No,
I'm
no.
just pointing out what texters are pointing out that a big change this season for the Hurricanes is not just finding a stud quarterback. It's having stud offensive linemen. It makes such a huge difference.
Oh, so that's why you have Mario, right?
Yeah. And will
I think so.
Would Cam need to process things faster? It's kind of what Tua said. The question of the O-line, I'll get the ball out. Don't worry about it. And Tua doesn't have a great offensive line. There hasn't been an all-pro guy yet. You know, the Armstead is all-pro ability, but he doesn't play but 10 games a year. But so Tua led the NFL in passing behind a questionable line. They might have to, you know, speed up the process if the line wasn't great. But a great quarterback is going to look great like Cam does. Our quarterback, Hawk. Our quarterback.
Look at you. I'm texting with Vic Bermudez right now, who's getting ready to be the executive producer of the Hurricanes broadcast. Begins at 3:30. I text him, who's the last UM offensive lineman to play in the NFL? He said drafted or just playing? Which one? Just playing?
Both. I think drafted's got to be Isadora, no?
I can't recall another offensive lineman besides Danny Isadora. So, yes, I would imagine.
I named him Bryant McKinney, Vernon Carey, Eric Winston, Romberg.
That's my era. That's my era. So we have legitimate concerns about Alejandro Solana. Give everybody the backstory in case you weren't listening yesterday or the day before. Vic Bermudez says Matt Lee from last season, the center, got picked up, was not drafted, but he did sign.
Well, I love that we had to go all the way back to last year to find the last guy.
But he didn't get drafted, and I don't know if he's, you know, when Vic says he got signed, does that mean he's still on a team, or did he get signed?
Right. Like,
yeah.
That kind of answers the question.
Find out at 3:30 when the pregame show starts. So Alejandro Solana was not on the air with us Wednesday, Thursday, and today, obviously, as well. He has a bachelor party in the mountains of North Carolina.
Weird.
Yeah, we gave him holy hell for it. It sounded like he was going to the movie Deliverance more than a bachelor party. But regardless, they all decided to, him and his friends or whoever's getting married, they decided they're getting an Airbnb in the mountains of North Carolina. And Solana actually postponed his departure. He was going to leave Thursday because we were supposed to have Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday night. And then that got postponed because of Hurricane Helene. And Solana moved his flight back with his friends to Wednesday. They arrive in North Carolina and they can't deplane for over 3 hours because the airport's on a skeleton staff, because there's a hurricane that after it hits, and it hit, you know, in Perry, Florida yesterday, right in the Big Bend area, looks like it spared Tallahassee pretty well, which was nice because it came just a little bit to the east and they got the drier side of the storm. But now it's shooting up through Atlanta and then into the Carolinas. And the Carolinas don't deal with stuff like this. And then there's other weather systems in the area. So anyway, Solana arrives in North Carolina Wednesday. They can't deplane for 3 hours, three plus hours. They sit on the tarmac. And then finally, they deplane. There's no Ubers. And they don't have a car. So they have to wait a couple hours because no one's driving Uber. Everybody's preparing for this once-in-a-lifetime storm that's coming to the Carolinas. So they pay $200 to an Uber driver. He gets them to their Airbnb, but he can't even get up the driveway because everything's so wet and muddy. So now they're carrying their, you know, luggage up this muddy driveway. They get into the Airbnb. They were planning on going to downtown Asheville every night to party. They can't get an Uber. Everything's closed in downtown Asheville. They don't have any food in the Airbnb. They don't have transportation to get anywhere. It, since Wednesday night, has gotten worse, way worse. The last tweet I saw, this is from a meteorologist at WCNC in Charlotte. I am not going to sugarcoat this. This is just a few minutes ago. I am not going to sugarcoat this, but this is catastrophic in the mountains right now. And then they have a graphic. Everything's in red. He writes, these are all flash flood emergencies in effect now. Landslides, floods, dam failures, washed away homes and bridges are everywhere. We don't even know how bad it is in all spots because communication and most power are out. Please pray for these people and help in any way that you can. And so it went from being funny to kind of being scary. I talked with Solana's fiance about 30 minutes before the show started. He has no way to communicate with anybody because his phone has run out of power and they have no power at the place. And normally you have no power at your place. You walk outside, you charge it in the car. Well, they don't have a car. They don't have, and they can't get an Uber. They can't get an Uber because they have no power on any of their phones anyway, but no one's driving up there regardless. The last communication that I had with Solana was not great. He was actually concerned about the show because Jimmy's running everything. This is on a phone number that I did not recognize.
I would be concerned,
too. I thought
it
was a scam. Well, yeah, but you've been doing a fine job through 20 minutes, Jimmy. How are you feeling right now? You feeling relaxed and confident?
I feel good.
All right. Because you're like a co-pilot or a flight attendant who was asked to land the plane. You're feeling all right?
I can land the plane.
All right.
Jimbo.
So I get this text this morning from Solana. Hey, Hawk, it's Solana. This is a number I don't even recognize. We lost power last night. Trees are down all around our cabin. We legit can't get out. Down power lines on the main roads, so it's not looking good for the next few days. This is the only phone with service, and it's on 6%. I'm just letting you know because I can't send Jimmy the live reads and set up the stream for today, but Jimmy did all that. So I, you know, asked him, how's a, you know, we're good to go. He said, all we have left to ride this out is a 24-pack of Miller Lite, one pack of cigarettes, and ice cream sandwiches that are melting. I will say, I do like a melty ice cream sandwich better than just a completely firm.
Yeah, bite into it. Right before you get kidnapped. Let's eat some ice cream.
Right. And then he writes, the toilets aren't working anymore because there's no water. So we're on bear watch to make sure we can bleep in the woods. I am living a movie, he says. I tried to text him something after that, and it said did not go through. So I'm imagining that it's spotty cell service in addition to, and here's the problem. He's up in the mountains. So when North Carolina starts to clear out from this, they're going to clear the main roads first and more populated areas. The mountain roads are last on the list. And again, the biggest problem is because they're at an Airbnb, they don't have a car. So they're like really stranded and out of communication. So I don't know how, if they don't end up getting power, but I can't imagine this meteorologist texting that dams are breaking. I can't imagine he's getting power back in the mountains anytime soon. So everybody think about Solana, because I don't think things sound very good right now.
Should we be doing the show right now?
What do you mean? Just kind of air silence?
Like, I'm concerned.
Best of Solana bits?
It'll be fine.
That's a little premature.
I imagine him like rolling down a mountain in a landslide, covered in mud, ending up somewhere he doesn't know where he is.
We're going to ask him about it. Those memories should not be spoken of.
Are you worried about him, Jimmy?
8 guys went, 7 come back.
What happened? I'm worried about Solana.
Perfect, Jimmy. You know, we were doing it was Tuesday or Wednesday. It was National One Hit Wonder Day. So Jimmy says to me at 5 o'clock, he goes, "Have you noticed my theme with the music today?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I've been playing all one hit wonders." I said, "Oh, that's a great idea. And I like the songs. I love one hit wonders from the '80s and stuff." And I said, "That's great." I said, "Hey, when we go back on the air, I'm going to ask you what one hit wonders you've played today." I gave me even a little prep. And he's like, "Okay." We come back on the air and I go, "Jimmy, what are some of the one hit wonders you've played today for National One Hit Wonder Day?" And he's like, "All right," said Fred, "I'm Too Sexy," and Chumbawamba, "Tub Thumping," and, you know, went through a few of them. And then I go, "So what's your favorite one hit wonder of all time?" And he goes, "Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones." And I go, "I'm not certain that you know what a one-hit wonder is, because they have more hits than non-hits." And he goes, I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. But I go, "But I was doing the bit with you. Like, how could you not be paying attention to what I'm saying? It was literally your bit." And that just happened right now. That just happened right now.
Some other gold.
That is a better answer than saying no, I'm not worried.
Just some other gold from this week was Helene is coming through. You know, it's gonna impact, you know, impact Florida. You know, we're weather watching. Hawk during the break says, "Hey guys, we really need to get the weather right and let everybody know what's going on with, you know, hurricane. Let me know when the 5 p.m. advisory comes out." Jimmy texts 5 p.m. advisory exclamation point.
During
he doesn't segment. Tell him what's going on. He doesn't tell him anything.
Like, we're doing a segment. I go, "Jimmy,
he just says,
I know that the 5 p.m. advisory is out. How about give me like maybe a little synopsis so I can share it with everybody? Now I'm going through paperwork like I'm John Morales."
Ah, boy, that tickled me. When John I saw Ruth. That text, I fell out.
John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum says, "Matt Lee was drafted in the 7th round by the Bengals last season. He said prior to that, Danny Isadora, 5th round in 2017 by Minnesota. Before that, Eric Flowers, 1st round 2015 by the Giants. John Feliciano, 4th round in 2015 by Oakland, and Chantrell Henderson in 2014, 7th round by Buffalo." There
so
you go.
Five in 10 years.
Yeah.
And Crowder played against 4 in one game.
Yeah.
that was a lower first
different,
round.
Different time. Yeah. Different time. Who's your favorite O-lineman, Jimmy?
Dan Morgan.
Look at you. I don't think he was an old lineman, though.
He's a linebacker.
Yeah. Well, that was a good shot.
Jimbo!
No, but that, at least he was paying attention. I was trying to get him to see if he was even paying attention. He just had the position wrong.
Dan Morgan weighs 190 pounds.
Well, some of their old linemen over the last 10 years, that's been the problem. All right, let's get headlines before we run too long here. Headlines with Josh Appel. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, Heisman Trophy favorite Cam Ward and the 7th-ranked Canes play tonight against Virginia Tech. Miami looking to improve to 5-0, and they, as I last checked, are 17.5-point favorites tonight over the Hokies.
Mm,
it went.
Oh, no.
I saw it 17 earlier.
You're right. You know what? I think it was 16 and a half yesterday. I had 19 in my head, but I think that was last week for USF. So it's at 17 and a half.
Yeah, it's up to 17 and a half right now. I'm sure it'll settle around 17 a kick.
By the way, 7:30 last night, Crowder, he was all over the Malik Nabers over. That had to have cashed in the first quarter. I didn't jump on that.
Yes. But then he gets hurt, which.
Yeah, but he had already hit the over, right?
Let me check.
12 catches.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I think the over was like 60 yards or something like that. Yeah, I'm telling you, he had 100 run over in the first half.
Yeah, he had 115 before he got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this Cowboy.
I was unbelievably lucky because we said for the last 2 days, we're betting the Cowboys, laying the 5.5. I didn't go on to bet it till about 45 minutes before the game started, and it was Cowboys -5. And I put it in at -5. I know you had it at 5.5 because you had put it in early. I know.
I have that in the update.
Yeah, it was a killer loss. You won the Malik Nabers prop, but you, I mean, just an awful bad beat because they make that feel. That guy, what's that guy's name?
Brandon Aubrey. He's literally never missed from more than 50 yards.
He's never missed from more than 50 yards. This is practically a chip shot for him. Mm-hmm. And he goes slightly wide right. And if you inexplicably had the Giants, you covered. Or if you had the 5, you pushed like I did. I think Appel had the 5 as well.
Yeah, we both had it at 5. So thankfully for us.
The Canes need to play in the NFC East. They might be able to take it. Yeah, that wasn't impressive on either side of that game last night. That was sad.
Jaden Daniels, the best quarterback in the NFC East. How's that for a hot take?
Would you rather have Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams right now?
Jaden Daniels, but I still think Caleb's going to be a good player.
Better?
I don't know. Jaden, that Bengals performance was incredible. That last throw, the clinching touchdown, wow.
Almost was like an impossible throw.
Right. Guy, yeah. Free blitzer off the edge, takes the hit, drops right in the bucket. Crazy.
Caleb's guaranteed 15-year career. Jaden's a little thin.
That's fair.
Yeah. We asked this question earlier in the week, and it's a tough one. But, yeah, I take Caleb still. I think he's going to be special.
Me too. I agree. I think those two are phenomenal. But Jaden's
talking Miami Vatek on ESPN right now. Miami seeking its first 5-0 start since 2017.
Our coverage starts at 3:30 after we get done. Kickoff is 7:30. Games on ESPN, obviously, you can hear it here. Also, Hawk, Virginia Tech people hate when you call them Vatek. Hate it.
Well, that doesn't really affect me.
Just telling you.
Fair enough.
All right. The Dolphins, still yet to name a starter for Monday night against the Titans, but I'm reporting, based on no sources, that it's going to be Tyler Huntley.
If it's not, first of all, everyone's wrong, because everyone assumes it is. But if it's not, this is going to be one of those cases, in my opinion, of the coach being just a little bit smarter and cutesier than everyone in the room, or thinking that he is, you know? Like, there is no reason to go back to Skylar Thompson if he's available, or Tim Boyle.
There's
literally no reason.
It's Skylar if he can play, or it's Tyler Huntley, and it should be Tyler Huntley.
If Tim Boyle's getting reps at practice, they are wasting time. He's not the future. He's not the now. He's not the ever. Put old Snoop in. There's his nickname, Snoop. He's going to be better than Tim.
Boyle. Yeah, listen, you guys know how I feel about this situation.
Should have stuck with Mike White.
Do you want to go there?
Not even because no, Josh is here.
We got it. We got to take a break. Okay. But yes, I thought that was your opinion on the situation.
It was.
Stuck with Mike White.
Josh. Quick injury update. Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller both still in concussion protocol. David Long didn't practice with a hamstring, but Raheem Mostert practiced today, and reports are he should be ready for Monday night.
All right.
So there's that. Do we have time or do you want to talk the Marlins last night? We can get to weather and be done, though, if you want.
I mean, you're going to give us more than the score?
They eliminated a team from the postseason last night.
They did?
The Twins are pretty much done after the Marlins beat them in 13 innings last night. Wow. Really crazy game. Panthers have a preseason game in Carolina.
God bless anyone who watched all 13 innings.
I did. I still watch. Panthers are in Carolina tonight for another preseason game. That's actually interesting considering the weather.
Yeah, are they?
Carolina. Apparently, they're tweeting out like they're playing tonight. Mm. But obviously, we will keep you up.
Funny how, you know, a hurricane or a natural disaster can affect somewhere, but geographically, like 15, 20, 30 miles away can be totally different. So Solana is literally fighting for his life with bears surrounding his cabin. And Matthew Tkachuk's eating a hot dog right now, getting ready for a game. And they're like 20 minutes apart.
Bro, it takes like 4 hours to drive across Carolina?
Yeah, it's very, very, very small.
No, it's huge.
It's very small. It's like 4 hours. I can't even get to Jacksonville in 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you fly, you go in Asheville to the water is 4+ hours.
Hmm. Well, that's... isn't that South Carolina, the water?
North Carolina has water too hot.
How long have you lived in America?
Are you sure? Myrtle Beach, I'm pretty sure, is South Carolina.
The Outer Banks.
Of South Carolina?
North Carolina.
I'm not so certain.
Your weather, sponsored by DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Hot, muggy, on and off rain. Thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, but should be decent weather for Canes and Hokies tonight at Hard Rock Stadium.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We're on till 3:30 this afternoon. Then you're going to get Hurricanes pregame and then kickoff at 7:30 on this station. It is football season. That means one thing. Watching the games and eating great food, drinking ice cold beer at Twin Peaks. Oh, Solana wishes he was at Twin Peaks drinking an ice cold beer. Instead, he's drowning his sorrows with a melty ice cream sandwich. But I digress. You've got week 4 of the season upon us, and so you can watch the action tonight at Twin Peaks. You can enjoy some of that great food and ice cold beer. And then you got college football all day tomorrow, and then week 4 pro football all day Sunday. And of course, Miami and Tennessee Monday night. You can watch that at Twin Peaks. No one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they've got everything from tequila cocktails and an extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls, local craft beers. So many great cocktails round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. They have great food at Twin Peaks. You can spice up your wing order with new sauces. They've got chicken tikka or spicy chili crisp. Or you could try their new take on their famous flatbreads, which are really good. They've got the new backyard barbecue brisket flatbread, the chicken tikka flatbread. I could go on and on and on. And late nights, Twin Peaks serves scratch food and pours quality cocktails every day after dark. You come by the lodge, experience the best late night in the league. Tonight, tomorrow, any day of the week. There's 6 Twin Peaks locations in South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Football Friday. Canes and Va Tech. Much to the annoyance of Virginia Tech fans. Canes and Va Tech. Tonight, 7:30. Pregame starts at 3:30. Okay, a lot of people have texted in. They were concerned about Alejandro, and I have spoken with Eduardo Solana during the last commercial break. He called. He was listening to the beginning of the show. So he says that, Alex, it's not so much the power, which there is none. They don't have phone signals. There's only one guy who has a phone signal. It's the T-Mobile guy. Anyone who's got AT&T or Verizon or whatever, they can't get a signal. The T-Mobile guy does. So that's why he was able to text me this morning. There are several cabins around them, and one of them has a generator. And so, you know, Eduardo said, go over there and claim one of one of the outlets. Because you know that's how Eduardo would do it. He wouldn't ask. He would just claim an outlet. It's Lord of the Flies. You got to claim an outlet. And he said that his suggestion, because he talked with Alex briefly this morning, his suggestion, no joke, was to call 911, tell them you've been in an emergency, and see if they can get a helicopter up there. At least they'll take you somewhere where you could take a shower.
It's genius, but
is it,
I don't
is
know.
Is that the best use of public funds at this time?
It's a way to get out, but I don't know if you should take that helicopter away from something it should really be doing.
Anyway, he said he will let me know if he hears from him, and they're not expecting power or many amenities over the next few days. They're just going to try to get out of there, but who knows when they can.
I'm worried about them. It's certain people, like you tell me they're in a tough situation like that, I'd be like, oh, he'll be fine. Alejandro's not made for The Last of Us.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think I am either.
I'm glad you brought that to your attention.
Yeah, well, I could talk my way into the guy's cabin with the generator, whatever. Yeah. But like, left to my own devices, like if I was at a ravine, say, and you got to figure out how to survive for a while. Yeah, I don't think I could. Like Castaway, I watched that movie. Like, yeah. I don't think I could do what Tom Hanks did in that movie. I don't think I could teach myself to spearfish and. Okay. Like, I think I would perish pretty quickly. But if there's a guy with a generator, trust me, I am sitting around the generator right now telling stories of being on the radio for years. And everybody's just so happy that I was able to stumble into their cabin.
They're going to Gulfstream Park together next week if he's next to the guy.
But Hawk,
100% true.
But Hawk, what about day four when everybody gets hungry and they start looking over at you?
Oh, I start telling them about the Ten Palms Buffet at Gulfstream Park. And let me tell you, I've whipped them right back into my...
This new guy is pretty mouthy, isn't he?
Would you say this new guy's got a pretty mouth? No. I said he's pretty mouthy. Things are going south quickly.
So... Thanks for the energy, guys. Thanks for the generator. I'll see you guys later. I'm me in my cabin.
You'd see me like a hobo with a little bandana on a stick just following the ravine. Oh, my God. And then can you imagine, because Eduardo and Alejandro are such different people. Can you imagine, like, Alejandro's probably, you know, looking for just, hey, I'm okay. I know you're worried about me. And Eduardo's just like, yeah, call 911. Oh. Get a chopper up there. You'll get out fine. I'm belly aching. They'll be like, you know, he hangs up the phone. They're like, Alex, what'd your dad say? He said we should call 911 and get a chopper up here.
Chopper up there.
See if we can get evacuated from the mountains of North Carolina.
He's laughing now. Let 24 hours go past. He's going to be calling 911.
I wouldn't last 24 hours.
I wouldn't either, Jimmy. I'm with you. We should have a contest like Radio Survivor. Would Jimmy, Alejandro, who else could we put? Actually, we open it up to like Dolphins beat writers. Because I think Joe Shad survives anything, anywhere.
I think Beasley would do a good job in this.
Beasley? No. Beasley's got like open toe sandals and no socks. And
you're not living in wilderness with thong flip-flops, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think Beasley would know what he's doing.
I do. But you know who I think knows more than anybody else? Hal Habib.
Hal is scrappy. Hal will survive.
Hal? Mm-hmm. Hal's going to be the president of the woods. He's going to be running things.
He's around on Beasley, though. I don't see where you're coming with Beasley, unless there's a golf cart with a clear fairway. I don't know how Beasley's going to survive.
I was just trying to talk up my friend.
I think Joe Shad would survive. Like Joe Shad, because he knows when to get serious and not to take any guff. Right. You know what I mean?
I think Fironez has a little something to him.
Fironez?
Well, I just think, you know, it goes back to his roots. Seems a little scrappy.
don't know. How does Baz Jackson survive?
Ooh, Barry Jackson. He's going to file his column from wherever. He's going to find, you know what I mean? Like, he will find an outlet or something, even if he has to send a carrier pigeon with a typed version. Barry Jackson is getting that column in.
He takes the one working phone and starts texting real fast. Gotta get it off. I gotta get it off.
Chris Perkins, he'd be looking through all the shrubs. And people are like, oh, you're looking for food, something we can eat. And he's like, no, I'm looking for cigarettes. Someone had to have left a cigarette around here somewhere.
Perk needed some menthol.
Is Cuño in this category?
Oh, Cuño survives above. Yeah, yeah. Cuño, yeah, because he can fish. He can hunt. He'll eat your arm.
Yeah.
If Cuño he needs nourishment. It. Yeah, Cuño for sure. Well, I like this. Miami sports survival game. Well, greater point is Solana's in rough shape. We got to take a break. It's 3 o'clock hour coming up. Dave and Buster's. That's where you want to live and watch games in luxury. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. That's your number one sports bar. Watch all the Miami football games all season long. You can watch tonight for Monday night. So Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, they're doing watch parties all season long for Miami. This Monday night, it's Miami, Tennessee. And the atmosphere is incredible for their watch parties. You got the 42-foot TV and a whole bunch of Finns fans. They do raffles for autographed merchandise and great swag, giving away every game. They have tons of food and drink specials all game long. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. So they have that 42-foot TV, dozens more TVs throughout the entire place. There's no bad view. They have great food, great drinks, great games in the midway. And I would say it's football watching heaven, but all day, every day, they have $5 bites at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. $5 queso fries, $5 cheese flatbreads, fried pickles, nachos, queso or salsa and chips, $5 domestic drafts, including Bud Light, Mick Ultra, Coors Light, Miller Light. That's all day, every day. But again, if you want to reserve a spot at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood for Monday night, Miami and Tennessee, just go to DaveandBusters.com. You can reserve your spot there. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, just off I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
3 o'clock hour, and interestingly enough, this is the song we play the final segment on a Friday. We've been doing this for years. About 5:45 on a Friday, you get this song. You know it's the weekend, but because this is our final segment of the show, Jimmy gives you a little Freaks Come Out at Night, and we will give you another 20 minutes or so here on the radio, and then the Miami Hurricanes pregame show will take over, and then you'll get Canes football 7:30 kickoff tonight from Hard Rock Stadium. By the way, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, at 2 o'clock, parking lots are open right now. They opened at 2:30, and you've got the Hurricane Walk starts at 5:25. If you want to root on the guys, all gates open at 6 p.m. All gates open at 6 p.m. Kickoff tonight officially is 7:35. Crowder will be there tonight for Canes Va Tech. He'll be at his restaurant Cracked. Where can people see you, Crowder?
203. Come on to 203, right by Liv on the suite level. Come on and get it. The best chicken sandwiches, the double royale burgers. Come on. It's delicious, man. We popcorn. We got our milkshakes tonight. We're going to set it off. 203.
Are you, do you do any of the cooking or the prep work, or do you just kind of sit there and glad hand all night?
I'm a glad hander.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You seem like a real glander.
It's Chef Adrian, who already has Chef Adrian's and all. She's had restaurants for 15 years. So we partnered up and we started Cracked right there in the stadium. And she does an amazing job. So it's kind of like, I'm not going to go tell Cam Ward how to play quarterback. I'm not going to go tell Chef A how to cook. But I'm going to glad hand my tail off. And that's what I do well. Hey, how you doing, brother? Fair. Hey, have you tried Cracked right here, brother? Come on over here, brother. Get you something.
So many fake laughs.
Oh, he's the king. I mean, listen, tonight. If you go see Crowder at Section 203, say anything to it. When I say anything, say complete gibberish. Hey, man, fish fry charcoal wood planks. And he will laugh like you just said something great. And he'll say, you know it. You know it, brother. I saw that happen once at the arena. Do you remember what somebody yelled at you once when we were walking?
What? No, it was funny.
It was like, man, it was like, get in on the ground floor. It was something. And Crowder just pointed at him and said, you know it, brother. You know it.
What's up, big dog? How you doing, Miss Lady?
Yeah, getting in while the getting's good. 203 tonight. If you're at Hard Rock Stadium tonight, Section 203, and have a good time with Crowder, who doesn't know you, but will pretend like you are a long lost family member.
What it is, baby? Look at yourself. Boy, look at yourself.
Let's do a quick look at headlines here with Josh Appel. He is in for Solana today. Dan Day's got the day off. And we'll get some headlines here brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, so as we've been talking about, Heisman Trophy favorite, still the favorite, Cam Ward, and the seventh-ranked Canes looking to go to 5-0. They host Virginia Tech tonight. Kick is at 7:30. They're 17.5-point favorites over Virginia Tech. Let me check what the over-under is really quick, because I know somebody asked about that earlier.
And I was just talking with Appel and Crowder and Jimmy off the air. We had Danny Cannell on yesterday from Bet Online, and he said, hey, good play for tonight would be Canes team total. Which I think, what'd you tell us about, was 36.5 maybe?
35.5 on the team total. Right now, the spread is at 17.5 and the over-under is 54. So I think Crowder and I are going to do both, unless I'm not speaking for him here.
No, I'm with you.
We're going to take the 17. We're going to lay the 17 points and 35.5 team total.
Definitely going team total over 35.5. That's at minus 105 right now. I'm putting that in right now.
So our coverage starts at 3:30, right after we're done, and then it's a 7:30 kick from Hard Rock Stadium on ESPN and right here on WQAM.
The Ticket Wizard texting me, his favorite Crowder is when you tell someone, hey, look at yourself. That's another good one that Crowder loves. Hey, look at yourself.
Mary loves look at yourself. What does it mean? It means nothing.
Right, you can make it mean whatever you want it to mean. It sounds friendly. It might be insulting. Nobody really knows.
But it's flattering. Maybe. Boy, look at yourself, man. Look at yourself. it's flattering.
What do you mean? I gained a lot of weight since the last time we saw each other.
No, right, man, you hold that. Yourself. Boy, you hold that weight well.
Yeah, looks good. I didn't even notice. My favorite is when Crowder gets caught in a whirlwind of how are your grades, how's your marks, and but then he can't turn it off when an adult walks over. So when he's in that zone, you'll see a beer belly, 58-year-old man walk over, dirty t-shirt, obviously just came from work, and Crowder will say, "How's your grades? How's your marks?"
What are you talking about, man? I'm worried about you, man. Look at yourself, boy, with that shirt. Nice shirt, man. You look good.
He's got an answer for everything. It really
someone
is.
Someone just
smooth.
Texted it
it's
in.
So good.
Someone just texted in because we talked about this on the air at the arena. The guy yelled at you. First one in sets the market. You remember? That was it. I'm walking with Crowder. Guy yells, first one in sets the market. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. This bump.
Yes, sir. You know how it is, man. You got to get there quick.
How are your marks, by the way?
That's a great call by the texter. First one in sets the market. That's amazing.
First one.
The Dolphins have still yet to name a starter against the Titans. We talked about it last hour. It's got to be Tyler Huntley here. I don't think Skyler's going to be ready, and you can't start. You can't be a serious football team and start Tim Boyle.
What do you think? We'll have, obviously, we're off the air today by 3:30, and then Monday we have an abbreviated show as well because Game Day Uncensored will begin at 3:30. What do you think, Josh, about the Dolphins' chances Monday night? I've had both schools of thought on the game. Let's assume it's Tyler Huntley. So the Dolphins start Tyler Huntley, and it's Monday Night Football. It's Hard Rock Stadium. What do you think ends up happening? Dolphins are 1-point favorites right now.
I think they're just, generally speaking, better than Tennessee, despite what we've seen in the last couple of weeks. But Tennessee's going to be desperate. They're winless. They've played a few close games here. The Dolphins are not really in a position to mess around with anybody. I would hope that if Tyler Huntley is the starter, that Mike McDaniel does what he didn't do for Skylar Thompson against the Seahawks, and that is simplify the offense for what Tyler Huntley does well and don't try and run the same stuff that you did with Tua. The entire offense is suited for Tua and his skill set and really nobody else. And so hopefully McDaniel takes this extra day that they have because they're playing on Monday night and is able to tailor a game plan that fits more what Tyler Huntley can do. They got to get the ball to Tyreek. They got to get it to Jalen Waddle, and they got to be able to run the ball better. And hopefully they can do that against a struggling Tennessee team.
You yesterday, Crowder, you said that the Dolphins win Monday, didn't you?
I said, yes. Yeah. I do believe the Dolphins win. I think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring game. But almost like Josh said, Huck, I don't know who plays quarterback, so it's hard to handicap this. But the Dolphins are flat-out more talented than Tennessee. There's more talent on this roster. We find a way to win. And like I said, I believe in McDaniel. I think McDaniel is a good coach and a good play caller. He learns from the Skyler game. He learns from Seahawks, and he puts something together to get some damn points on the board.
We can get to my Mike White analysis later.
The only thing I was saying, though, Josh, was it's very difficult for a team to go winless in the NFL. It's as difficult to go winless as it is to go undefeated. There are only a few games that I think Tennessee can look at on the schedule and say, yeah, we can beat that team. And I kind of feel like the Dolphins are one of those teams right now.
They literally came in here for an even more important game last year. And honestly, that game, looking back, ended the Dolphins, I think, last year.
That could have been the beginning of the end of the window.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, really, really could have, the way this season has gone.
They were 4 minutes away from a division title and home playoff games, and they blew a 2-score lead to Will Levis in the last 4 minutes of the game. And we saw what happened the following week, and then we saw what happened in Kansas City. I think the Cowboy game might have been mixed in there, too. But that was where you really started to see the cracks in last year's team. And honestly, I'm not certain they've recovered from that game. And so hopefully they're able to rebound this year and kind of maybe get their season back.
I do like what Crowder said, though. I think Mike McDaniel's a good head coach. And I think he got caught last week with a bad game plan. Mm-hmm. And good coaches do that sometimes. He got caught and exposed last week with a bad game plan, kind of with Crowder. I don't think he does that again this Monday night. Like, he's got to have wrinkles in there to just kind of exploit any, you know, positive features that the offense might be able to have. I just don't think he gets caught flat-footed again like that.
And Buffalo,
I sure hope not.
you talk about the optics of Tua's injury. Buffalo, Thursday night primetime, 4:00 game, Seattle. Everybody's watching, 1 of 3 games on. And now Monday night, 3 weeks in a row, the Dolphins are primetime. They haven't been impressive in either of those two games. If they get embarrassed Monday night, it's going to look very bad for this organization and McDaniel.
They weren't even all that impressive in week one against Jacksonville either.
Well, especially now in hindsight, too. Yeah. When you look at what Jacksonville is, you go, wow, you needed an ETN fumble at the goal line in order to win that game.
They haven't had a lead this season in regulation time, Josh. They have not led a single game this year. That's not a good stat to be a part of.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna kind of exercise that, Tennessee's a good team to start with. So hopefully Monday night you see something a little more exciting.
As of right now, it looks like they'll be without Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller. They're both still in concussion protocol. Obviously, things can change, but it's Friday. The game is Monday. They're still in protocol. Not looking great for them. David Long didn't practice, still nursing that hamstring injury. But the expectation is Raheem Mostert should be back for the Dolphins on Monday night.
Barry Jackson just tweeted out, Raheem Mostert, working back from chest injury, says it's a toss-up whether he plays on Monday. Hmm.
So got
move
to
that from move that from lean play to toss up.
Did he was he so he was able to file that tweet from the generator and the outlet that he stole at the mountain.
Barry Jackson is surviving right now.
Raheem got a little stank to him. I think Raheem plays if he can.
I hope he does.
Situation now.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, but Raheem got a little. I've been around Raheem a couple times now. He got some testosterone in his system. I'll put it that way.
Oh, I love my extra testosterone.
Tell us more about it.
Because you're a tub thumper.
That's right. Every now and then, you got to do a little tub thumping. Right, Jimmy? A little Chumbawamba?
You know it, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A really bad beat for Crowder and a lot of people last night. An incredible push for Hawk and I in the Cowboys game last night. 20-15, Dallas wins. Brandon Aubrey misses his first career field goal from over 50 yards, and that costs the vast majority of the betting public the cover of 5.5. But if you were a good gambler like Hawk and I are, then you would have pushed, and it would be like it never happened.
What do you think it was? 85% of the public on Dallas last night?
It was something like 80%, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The Marlins last night, they won a marathon game in 13 innings against Minnesota, all but eliminating the Twins from postseason contention. Marlins finish out the season tonight, starting tonight with a 3-game series in Toronto. Panthers have a preseason game in Carolina. It's the first broadcast on TV on Scripps,
right,
with the Scripps. New TV package.
Channel 39 in Miami and Broward, and South Florida's 9 in Palm Beach County. And I believe Panthers preseason tomorrow is on our radio station. Is it tomorrow? I think tomorrow.
There is a game tomorrow, yeah.
How do they call a game on the script?
Scripps. That's the name of the broadcast company.
Oh, okay. I got you. I was saying, I thought I didn't get it. Mm. You can't call a game on Scripps. You don't know what's going to happen.
WWE.
Right. Excellent points by you, Crowder.
I've been doing this thing 13 years, baby.
Get in on the ground floor.
I'm locked in.
First one in sets the market.
You right, got that right, big dog. Yes, sir.
You know it.
Weather. Sponsored by DeVesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. On and off rain throughout today. Still potential thunderstorms, but should be decent for the Canes and Hokies tonight. Probably very humid and temperatures mid to low 80s.
Somebody texts in that it was you that responded to someone by saying first one in sets the market. That's what the now that makes it even funnier if I don't remember it that way, that somebody said something to you and you just blurted out first one in sets the market, gave him a fist bump and walked on.
You remember on what's that Will Ferrell movie when he blanks out and sounds very smart? Old School.
Couldn't have been funny if it was a Will Ferrell movie. I know that. Fun.
When I'm in autograph mode, I don't know what's going on around me.
You blank out.
How you doing? Look at you, boy. I got, yeah, man, I love you, man. How your daddy doing? Look at you, got good grades?
That's me every show.
Go to sleep at 2, wake up at 6.
Jimmy has been blacked out since 2 when this show started. He'll start coming around about 3:25, 3:30.
Just happy he was listening enough to make that joke.
He's every now and then. He's like a sniper with jokes every now and then. I think it's been Solana holding him back. Now that Solana's not here to be the gatekeeper on Jimmy, I think Jimmy's got a little more oomph in his step when it comes to the show.
Sitting in a big chair.
Tonight, again, you're going to get Miami Hurricanes pregame beginning in just 10 minutes here. And then you're going to have kickoff at 7:30. It'll be Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Josh Darrow on the call. And it is Canes Vatek from Hard Rock Stadium. You will hear all the action here, and then you'll hear all the post game here as well. And then Monday, you'll have Dolphins Monday Night Football, Titans and Dolphins. That's 7:30 as well, I believe, from Hard Rock Stadium. Canes go for 5 in a row tonight. First time that they would open a season 5-0 since 2017. And I think we're all believers, right? You don't think any of this is smoke and mirrors, Josh?
No, I'm just hoping that this team doesn't have the classic Mario game that he always used to have on those 10-11 win. And
not just Oregon Mario, teams. By the way, the Canes
in general,
historically have a game on the schedule, a Middle Tennessee, an FIU that Solana would
bring up. But even a dumb ACC game. A dumb ACC right. game where you go to...
Well, Vatek, this game looked to me to be a little scarier before the season began. And then we've watched Vatek a little bit, and it doesn't seem as scary anymore. But this is one of those games, a Friday night game, and it is a conference play. But they're again, my greater point is, I don't think the Canes are doing anything with smoke and mirrors here. I think we're watching a really good football team.
And I don't think it's fair to compare this particular roster and this particular team to previous Miami teams that might have that sort of a letdown in one of the games you're talking about. And then who knows, maybe if they have that slip up this year because of the expanded playoff, it doesn't hurt them as much as it might have in years past. But that schedule, the way it is, I mean, I don't see, maybe Louisville, Florida State, rivalry games, think crazy things happen, but like, that's really it.
The only ranked team on their schedule right now is Louisville. But it's so weird talking to Gino and DBJ, who played in the glory days of UM, where you ask them about these games being favored by 20, and they say, yeah, we just try to score as many points as we can in the first half because we have the backups to get in. Like, that's what good teams do. That's what the good teams do. Yeah. Go out here and throw up 40 in the first half so that you can go sit down and drink some Gatorade and cheer on the young guys. That's how they're supposed to be. That should be their mindset. If they're the team, to your point, Hawk, if it's not smoke and mirrors, if they're the team we think they are, Cam Ward should be sitting there at halftime with no shoulder pads on.
Tonight, if you're heading to Hard Rock Stadium, Crowder will be at section 203. The restaurant is called Cracked, and you can get some delicious food and milkshakes right there.
There you go, Cracked.
And if you drop a first one in, sets the market on him, he'll buy you a milkshake.
He won't buy you a milkshake.
There's no chance he buys you a milkshake. Zero chance. Speaking of milkshakes, Cheetah Pompano. That is a great spot to watch any big game, any big fight card. Maybe you want to watch. What? My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. have we ever given that to DBJ?
No, please write that down.
Write that down, Jimmy. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. What are the chances he would blurt that out during a game?
Kellis.
Yeah, he's never said no, has he?
Kalise, there we go.
What's that?
He's never said no to one of these, has he?
Oh, he has said no, yeah. A lot of times if he doesn't understand what we give him, he will check with Victor Bermudez, who will say, yeah, no. You know, so we've tried to fool him a couple of times.
That way.
Yeah, it's much better. Checks and balances. Anyway, Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a big game tonight. You can watch the game there tonight, or if there's a big fight card over the weekend, or you want to watch college football tomorrow. Pro football all day Sunday, Monday night football on Monday, Cheetah Pompano. They've got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And you know, Cheetah Pompano, they have an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. They have happy hour specials till 6 p.m. The free lunch is phenomenal. They also have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. So if you're going to go there, watch a little football tonight, you can enjoy a full dinner menu. Don't forget, if you're an in-the-biz worker, you work at a hotel, a restaurant, bar, nightclub, you're eligible for some great specials at the Cheetah. They really take care of in-the-biz folks better than anyone. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And you can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Nice job, Jimmy, filling in for Solana and Dan Day today. We appreciate it. Nice job, Josh Appel, filling in for Solana and Dan Day today as well. And Crowder, don't forget, you can see him tonight, section 203 at Cracked, the restaurant there. Come hungry, to the Canes game and make a beeline over to Section 203 and enjoy some of that delicious Crowder food. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. We will speak with you el lunes.
Heisman Trophy winner Cam Ward.
Yeah.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need. Need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care. Brush your hair.